for answers, and the answers, they did flee. I finally called to Jesus, and he said these words to me, that he loves me more than I have ever, ever known. He loves me more than any son has ever shown me. He loves me, and he promised me I'll always be his own. I would be his own. And God turns for answers, and the answers they did flee. Jesus, and he said these words to me, he loves me more than I have ever, ever known. Oh, he loves me more than anyone has ever shown me.
This is week 50. Welcome, woman of God.
Well, thank you, man of God. Thank you. Thank
you. You're
welcome. Thank you for allowing me to be here tonight on this platform. I appreciate it and I thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He'll never. Oh, thank you, Lord. He'll never leave me alone. I know God will never, ever leave me alone. I say God will never, ever leave me alone. Because he said in his word, he'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me. Jesus will never, ever leave me alone. He leads me and he guides me. This is why the Holy Spirit was sent back to us, to lead us and to guide us into all truth. That's why I know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm never alone. I am never, ever alone. God leads me and he guides me. Hey, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for being there with me. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you. You're an awesome God. Hey, Lord. You are a mighty God. You are an everlasting Father. And you are the Prince of Peace. I thank you. I want to say I thank you. I want to give you thanks tonight. I want to give you thanks tonight. I want to give you thanks tonight. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for being the Son of God. I thank you for hanging there on the cross for me, for the sins of the world. But I'm glad you hung there for me. You have did so much in my life. Oh God, you did so much in my life. And I thank you for reaching down into the guttermost. You pulled me up, hey Lord, out of the guttermost into the uttermost. And my life has not been the same since. I thank you, Jesus, that you saved me. And you fill me with the precious Holy Ghost. Lord, thank you. I thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And I want to say tonight, God is good. Amen. I say God is good, and his mercy is everlasting. God is so good, and his mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. Yes, you are. You're the same God here in Baton Rouge. You're the same God in California. Same God in Texas. Same God in Minnesota. Same God in West Coast. You're the same God all over. Thank you. That's one faith, and one baptism. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you. And I love you. I love you so much because you sent your son into this world to die for us. Your one and only son. And you say, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You came to give us eternal life, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you. And I praise your name. I glorify you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, everyone. And welcome, welcome, welcome to those who are on the airways, the platform, the Now Network, the P2P Ministry, wherever you are listening at, maybe on the archive later. I want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We in 52 weeks of love. Week 50. 52 weeks of love broadcast. Week 50. Hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I thank God. I thank him. And I would like to say to you tonight, those who have their Bibles, if you don't have them, run and get wherever your Bible is, run and get your Bible. And I want you to turn with me tonight to Joshua. That's the book of Joshua. Chapter 1, verse 9. And it reads, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Be strong and courageous. And I want to use for a topic from this voice tonight. Be strong and courageous. Let me say that again. My topic is be strong and courageous. Yes. All that God has ever called us to do, he knows that there are some things we don't have the courage or strength to do. Let me read that again. All that God has ever called us to do, he knows that there are some things we don't have the courage or strength to do. Courage, mental, or moral strength to venture, preserve, and withstand dangers, fear, or difficulty. Joshua has been with Moses, saw the things that God has done for them. When they were in Egypt, he used Moses to bring them out of Egypt. He saw the Red Sea parted when Moses stretched forth the rod. Now, when you see this rod that Moses had in his hand, God given Moses that rod. And Moses wanted to know, well, what am I going to do with this rod? And Jesus told Moses, take it and just stretch it out. Stretch it out. Because God said, I'm going to do the rest. Stretch it out, Moses, and I'm going to do the rest. Let me say this again. Joshua has been with Moses, saw the things that God has done for them. When they was in Egypt, he used Moses to bring them out of Egypt. God did. God used Moses to bring them out of Egypt with a rod. But it wasn't Moses, it was the power of God that when Moses stretched the rod forth, he saw the Red Sea parted. When Moses stretched forth the rod, he saw how they walked over on dry land, made a highway just like that. I've never seen nothing like that before. The water departed and made a highway just like that. And they walked over on dry land. He was there to witness miracles after miracles after miracles. He was there. I'm talking about God. God was there to witness miracles after miracles after miracles. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want y'all to look at something with me. Let's look at the word courage. Let's look at the word courage again. Having mental or moral strength to venture. It will take the mind of Christ. Come on, somebody. It will take the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? I'm glad you asked. God's way of thinking and doing things. You see, it is the enemy job. It is the enemy job to search out the weakness in our lives, of course. He attacks our mind. Who attacks our mind? I'm talking about the enemy here. He attacks our mind with negative thoughts, with thought lack. You know God don't want you to do that. You are not strong. You are not strong enough for that. Who wants to hear what you have to say? Who wants to hear what you have to say? Yes, Lord. I'm going to say it again. Who wants to hear what you have to say? You know what? You did in the past. That's the devil. He's talking. He said, did you know what you did in the past? Is it not just like the devil? He did it to Jesus. Y'all remember Matthew 4:4? He did it to Jesus. He told Jesus, take these stones and turn them into buttermilk biscuits. But Jesus defeated the devil with these words. He said in Matthew 4:4, I love it because I use it. When I hear that, I tell about the devil, it is written. And Jesus, word for word, Jesus said it is written. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. The definition goes on to say, persevere. We got to be able to endure, y'all. We got to be able to endure. We got to be able to endure, and we got to endure like a good soldier. We got to endure hardship. Like a good soldier, because we are soldiers and we are living in the army of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The definition goes on to say persevere. We got to be able to endure and endure till the end. It's no way to do what the Lord has called us to do. Hello? It's no way. It's no way to do what the Lord has called us to do. And we fail to give up because we see the victory. Right there where God is ready to move and bless. You see, saints of God, our prayer life and studying the word and fellowshipping with other believers, hearing the word preached, sharing our testimony, and all will enable us to endure. Yes, we can endure, but endure hardship like a good soldier. When the attack comes, I want y'all to hear this. When the attack comes, come on, somebody. When the attack comes, they're coming, y'all. The attacks are coming. They can come through illness in your body. Attack your body, your finances, your marriage, whatever. The attacks are coming. And we have the word of the Lord. Listen, we have the word of the Lord. He will enable us to hold out. And yes, he will. He'll enable us to hold out and to withstand dangers. Thank you, Lord God. Fear or difficulty. God already knows what is going to take. God already knows what it's going to take. It's going to take his love for us. It's paramount. His love for us is paramount. The call, the assignment that on our lives cannot be done without courage. We need courage, y'all. It cannot be done without courage. Moses, I want y'all to hear this. Moses, I want to talk about Moses for a minute. Moses had a speech impediment. Y'all know he stuttered. He had reasons why he felt he couldn't do what God had called him to do. What did God do? I'm glad you asked. He said, I'll be with Aaron's mouth. Listen, he said, I'll be with Aaron's mouth. So God used Aaron's mouth for Moses for a mouthpiece. Let's look at it in Exodus, the 4th chapter, verses 30. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken with Moses and did the sign in the sight of the people. When we know who we are, and whose we are, that makes a difference, y'all. Listen, when we know who we are and whose we are, that makes the difference. Thank you, Jesus. So now, the baton is passed to Joshua. Come on, somebody. So now the baton is passed to Joshua. All that he witnessed was nothing compared to this assignment now. I'm talking about now. This assignment now. Let me go back. So now the baton is passed to Joshua. And when it was passed to Joshua, I was sitting here and I was thinking about this baton. When you pass this baton on, then you pass it on to someone else. And I was thinking about man of God when they passed this baton on to Joshua. You are Joshua, and this baton was passed on to you, man of God, and you pass it on to someone else, and keep passing it on, and keep passing it on, and keep passing it on, and keep passing it on. And then the baton was passed to Virginia, and I pass it on, and I pass it on to Minister Terry. I pass it on, and I pass it on, and when I pass it on, all who witnessed was nothing compared to this assignment now. Because you take this baton and you pass it on. And you pass it on. You pass it on. Pass it on. This baton got to be passed on and on. Because we're going out of 2017. And we're going into 2018. And we're going to pass this baton on until 2018. And we're going to finish. And we're going to finish strong. We're going to finish. When we get into 2018, this baton is going to be passed on and on and on. Hey, Jesus. In 2018, the baton is passed. We're going into a new year. A new year. And we're going to leave the past behind. We're going to leave the past behind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Go, Jesus. Let me say this again when I looked at this. So now, look at this baton. It's passed to Joshua. Yes, it's passed to Joshua. And it passed to you, man of God. All that the witness was nothing compared to this assignment now. This assignment now, I'm talking about now. I'm talking about now, right now. When? Now. This assignment is now. Now, man of God, now. All those who are listening to me, hey, Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus got to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. I'm sorry, Moses got to lead the children into the promised land. The land that flowed with what? Milk and honey. Moses. Y'all remember Moses. Moses killed a man. He hid him in the sand. And God still used Moses. He used Moses to lead the people out of Egypt into the promised land that flowed with milk and honey. Thank you, Jesus. Still used Moses. That was courage. He used Moses. That was courage. You done killed a man. Hit him in the sand. And then God still used him. A murderer. And God still used him. Courage. Courage. Look at Joshua. The first chapter. Verse 7 says, I want to be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe and do all according to the law which Moses, my servant, command thee. Turn not from the left or to the right, that thou may prosper wheresoever thou go. You hear that? You're going to prosper wheresoever you go. Don't turn to the left or to the right. And you're going to prosper wheresoever you go. That was one key thing that Joshua had said. Listen, let me back up. That was one key thing that Joshua had. Thanks of God. He has the word of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead on, Joshua. Joshua has the word of the Lord. In the book of Joshua 1 and 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Thank you, Jesus. He will not fail us, y'all. He will not forsake us. He's the same today, tomorrow. He's the same every day. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Thank you, Jesus. Now let me talk a little bit about Joshua. Joshua had the word of the Lord. God said, just like he was with Moses. Listen at this. Joshua had the word of the Lord. He had the word. God said, just like he was with Moses, so he was going to be with him. And he said, just like he was with Moses, he'll be with us. When God gives us a word, listen at this, y'all. I've been hearing the man of God talking all the time about what we got to do. Go to work. Go to work. Go to work. More of y'all. Weedy. Whatever. When God give us a word, when God give us what to do, I'm sorry, when God give us what to do, I'm talking about work. Working for God. We might be afraid. I say we might. Feel like we are not worthy or capable of doing it. But when God say go and do, trust and believe he's with us. When God give us a what to do, we might be afraid. We might feel like we are not worthy or capable of doing it. But when God say go and do, trust and believe he will. He's with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, let me share something about Gideon. Remember Gideon? Gideon was faced with a big assignment. Y'all need to hear this. Remember Gideon. Gideon was faced with a big assignment. Y'all been hearing the man of God talking about assignment. Go to work. Work. But the assignment, he was afraid. He fleeced. He fleeced the Lord, meaning he want a sign from the Lord that he really had chosen him to go up against the Mennonites. And so God honored his request. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we might say, Lord, say Jesus, give me a sign that this is what you want me to do. Just so that we no longer fear what it is we must do. Thank you, Father. Throughout God's word, hey, Lord, whatever he told them to do, he would always exalt them by saying, fear not. Fear not. Neither be dismayed. Be courageous. Be strong. Throughout God's word, whatever he told them to do, he would always exalt them by saying, fear not. Neither be dismayed. Be courageous. Be strong. And no, I'm not going to be dismayed. I'm talking about me personally. I'm talking about me now. I will not be dismayed. No, I want to be very courageous and strong. And strong. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Hey, Lord. I love to see that bow shine. When the enemy comes up against you, listen at this. Come on, somebody. When the enemy, I'm talking about the devil. When the enemy come up against you, God tells us in Deuteronomy, the 3rd chapter, verse 22, you shall not fear them. Oh, Lord, don't fear. For the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. Did y'all get that? He shall not fear them. For the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. You don't need to fight. God will fight for you. You just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. God will fight for you. That's what I like. God will fight for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You need not fight. God will fight for you. You just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God got it. Hallelujah, Jesus. God's word is our defense. Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse reads, Finally, that word finally means from now on, my brethren and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You can't be strong in your own strength. But you got to be strong in the strength and the mighty power of God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Under the yoke, oh, sir. Under the yoke, oh, sir. Under the yoke, oh, sir. You can be strong in your own strength. But be strong in the strength and the mighty power of God. Thank you, Jesus. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when the enemy comes in like a flood, have you ever seen a flood? I have. Last year, water, looked like it was outside of running other water. It was just flowing. It was going on top of the other. Water. That was a flood. I saw a flood I never saw in my life. When the enemy, and I read this scripture, and it said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible said, or my Bible said, declares the Lord. Let me go back. Hallelujah, Jesus. When the enemy comes in like a what? Like a flood. The Bible declares, hey, Lord, The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Yes, Lord. Go ahead on, Jesus. He'll lift up a standard against him. How do we get this courage? Someone just asked me, how do we get this courage that we need? Well, I'm here to tell you tonight how you can receive this courage from the Lord. By meditating on the word of God and what we know that he has done for us. Hallelujah. What he has done for us. Thank you, Lord. Listen, in the past. Let me go back. How do we get this courage that we need? By meditating on the word of God and what we know that he has done for us in the past. Y'all know what God done for us in the past 2,000 years ago. He died. He hung on the cross. He bled. He substituted his life for ours. He took our place. That's what he did in the past. God did that. He took his son. He gave us his son. He gave us his son. And his son did all of this for us. Yes. You see Joshua and Caleb. Remember, y'all, what God has done. I never forget what he done. I'll always remember what God done and what he told them and what he have told me. Look at the latter part of Joshua 1:18. He told them, only be strong in the Lord and of a good courage. Only be strong and of a good courage. I'm talking about these men. These men had courage to go and do what they did and went through what they went through. That's what their assignment. Let's look at Daniel. Daniel knew his God. Yes, he did. Daniel prayed to him. Daniel prayed to God, the king. Had Daniel thrown into the lion's den. Y'all remember the old mean king. But God sent an angel. Listen at this, y'all. Oh, my God. Let me beg up. Daniel knew his God. He prayed to him. The king had Daniel thrown into the lion's den. But God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth. And I was reading, and I said, God needs to send some angels to shut some of our mouths. I heard the man of God say, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, and some of us need to shut our mouth. Yes. He sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth. Yes. Shut your mouth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me tell you about the three Hebrew boys. Shadrach. Meshach and Abednego, I would say a bad Negro, was thrown into the fiery furnace. They would not bow to the golden image of the king Nebuchadnezzar. They refused to bow. They refused to bow. And I refused to bow. I refused to bow. Yes, Lord. He was thrown into the fiery furnace. They would not bow to the golden image of the king Nebuchadnezzar. They refused to bow. You know what they said? We would not bow. When he threw them in the fire, they said, we would not bow. We refused to bow because our God is able. Our God is able. He's able to bring us out of the fire, and he's able to bring us out of fire. That's what they said. We refuse to bow. Throw us in. Turn up the heat. Make it hotter. But we refuse to bow. We refuse to bow. And if Jesus don't come into the fire with you, hear me today. If he don't come in the fire with you, he's going to bring you out. But guess what? He didn't bring them out. He went in with them. When the mean king looked and see, he said, oh, I thought three in, but now I see four walking around in the fire. Hallelujah, Jesus. Walking around in the fire. You know why? Because the Son of God was in there with them. And when they come out, they didn't smell that smoke. Yes. The Hebrew boys in the fire. Now let me show something about Peter. Look at Peter. Y'all remember Peter? Peter took courage. All these men I'm talking about, they had courage. And Peter took courage and walked on the wall when Jesus bid him to come. And Jesus prayed. Oh, no, let me go back. I got to say this. And Peter took courage and walked on the water when Jesus bid him to come. Y'all know Peter was on the boat and other disciples was on the boat. And I heard the man of God say, "Hey, Lord." Peter kept his eyes on Jesus. And Jesus went off into a mountain to pray. Peter was still focusing on Jesus. And when Jesus came back, Peter's eyes were still focusing in that direction. And when he saw the man walking on the water, he thought it was a ghost. And he cried out, and he said, "Lord, if that's you, bid me to come, or let me come out on the water where you are." And Jesus said one word to Peter. He said, "Come." Courage. Come. Courage. Peter had radical faith. He said, "I'd rather go out on the water where Jesus is than to stay on the boat with the water and the wind and everything beating against the boat." And some people say Peter began to sink, but no. Say he sank, but no, he did not sink. Peter began to sink, the Bible said, and he called on Jesus and said, "Lord, save me. Save me. Save me." When you know you're lost, you need to call on Jesus. You need to say, "Save me, Jesus. He's whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved." He said, "Save me." And Jesus reached down and picked Peter up and put him back in the boat and said, "Now let's go over on the other side." Thank you, Jesus. All right, Peter. Now let me tell you about Jesus, the Son of God. And Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. It took courage for him to go to the cross. Are y'all, oh, Jesus, come on, somebody. And Jesus prayed. I remember, I prayed, I read it. He went down into the Garden of Gethsemane, fell to his knees, cried out to his father. And he said, "Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will, let this cup pass from me." Cup pass from me. Jesus knew he had to go on the cross. He had to go to the cross, y'all. He had to go there for you and I. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It took courage for Jesus to go to the cross. Yes, it did, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Yes, Lord. Why? Why? Because he was with them. He is with us, saints. He wants us to be bold as a lion. He's a lion of Judah. What has God called you to do? I need y'all to hear this. I'm talking to somebody tonight. What has God called you to do? Do you need courage? Strength? Boldness? What do you need? What do you need? What has God called you to do? Do you need courage? Strength? Boldness? If you need all of these and some more, You need to cry out to God, and I need strength. I need courage. I need boldness. I need it all. But first, I need to be saved. I need to repent. I need to have a repentant heart. I need to have a repentant heart. I need to repent. I'm talking to somebody. That's you. So I need a repentant heart. I need to repent. I need Christ in my life. I am lost. I am doomed. I'm separated from God. I'm without a Savior. And I need a Savior. I need someone to save me. Because I'm tired. Somebody out there is so tired. You tired of doing the things you're doing. You tired of your lifestyle. You tired. You tired. You so tired of running the street. You tired of dipping and dabbing. You tired of going to the crack house, the dope house, the whole house. Call on Jesus. I dare you to call on him tonight and ask him to save you. He'll do it tonight. He'll do it tonight. You know you need to be saved, and you know that's you. They got some women and some men on this line. You lost. You are so lost and without Jesus. The Bible says, who that call upon him shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a promise. God will save you tonight. And if you hear me and that's you, you need to push one and say, that's me. Sister Virginia, I need to be saved. That's me. Push that line. Push one. Push one. Call in for prayer. Call in if you're sick. Call in if you need a Savior. Call in. You got a comment. You got a praise report. You got a prayer request. You're standing in for somebody. You need to call in because Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm a portion of our son and in the heart of our son. Yes, Lord. Call in. Get your life straight right now. Don't say,
hey, now.
Come on.
Amen.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Awesome. Yes, Lord. Awesome woman of God. I tell you. You brought the word. Courage. Yes. And that courage comes through him. You said it. We are not alone.
Yes,
we can call him up anytime. Anytime.
Yes, Lord.
I tell you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call
yes,
on us.
Call
yes,
call
Lord.
It.
Jesus. Yes, call on
it,
us.
Call it.
Yes.
Call
and I love you
call
broke
it.
It down. You went from Joshua to from Moses to Joshua. Yes. And you said, we passed the torch. Ooh,
yes.
Yes.
Pass it on.
I receive the word. And I say, all glory be to God for using
ooh,
me as a vessel. As the vessel to bring the word tonight. I love
yes,
you, my
Lord.
Beautiful sister. Mighty
I love
woman
you too,
of God.
My sister.
I love
yes,
you. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
Well, God
beautiful word.
You.
Well spoken. Yes, ma'am. This is
Apostle
Barbara.
That's,
yes, ma'am. Oh, my
yes.
God. You made me want to preach. I tell you, woman
God.
Of God, you preach. When the fire get turned up, everybody want to throw in a towel and give up. And when you say, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord. Be of good
woo.
Courage. And, you know,
yes.
we have to serve one another. We are servants
yes.
of the Lord. And when you
yes.
pass that torch, help the other to become boldness and give them strength. And pray for
yes.
strength. Pray for guidance. Pray for
woo,
leadership. Pray for the obedience of the people. Amen.
Yes.
I said, woman
amen.
Of God, you brought it forth. Praise God. I don't
amen.
Always get to hear you on Fridays, you know, because
yes.
I got a lot going on. But when I can, I try to run to my car and turn that phone and get to
I
you because I
said.
Want you to know that I love y'all. I love the
love
car becoming
too.
A partner. Amen. Yes. That encouraged the people. It gives me joy. It gives me strength when I know that there are others just like me that have been through so much. And, you know, I was talking to a man of God. He said, I couldn't get on the line. I couldn't get on the line. He said, I don't know what happened, but I tried everything. And I tell you that God, my God, will supply all of your needs, you know, not just by the power, but by the faith that worketh in you. You got to have faith along with that power. My God. Everybody's not where you are walking in that faith. That's why she said, push that button one. Push on that line. Amen. Push that button. If you need a prayer request, y'all send in the gap with me for my mother. Amen. I want that wound on her body healed. She had a hole in the top of her bottom so big where they had to cut this big hole out all the way to the bone. And with that diabetes and stuff, you know, it's been there for almost 2 years. And I told the doctor, y'all need to reroute the bowels, or you need to reroute the urine for that colostomy bag. He said, oh, no, she's doing good. Yes. He said, whatever you're praying, y'all need to keep on praying. I said, glory, hallelujah. And I said, my mother's name is Lois. She prayed at the temple day and night. She had a key to the church. God has not forgotten about her. She's 82 years old, but I love my mother. You don't get but one mother, and we got to love each other.
One mother.
Oh, Rabbi Sheke, and I heard your testimony. Oh, Rabbi Sheke, Kante, Ridiyasha. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I thank you for y'all touching and agreeing in prayer for my mother. Because God has to give me strength and boldness for when I go and look at her. There was a time I couldn't even walk in there. But now I can walk with my head up and tell the Lord, thank you. Oh, Rabbi, she's still alive. Hey, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Touch God. Heal. Oh, Rabbi, yes, God.
Touch that
glory to God. Touch her. In the name of Jesus. Touch right now. Oh, God. A miraculous miracle. Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. He said he took sickness and disease in his body on the cross.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
He took it on the cross on his body.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And 1 Peter 2:24, he said himself took our infirmity and bore
God.
Our
Thank
sickness.
You.
And whosoever believes, God has took that sickness on him. God laid it
Glory
on Jesus.
God. Thank
and
you,
I know
Jesus.
What you're talking
Thank
about,
you.
My sister, Apostle Barbara.
Yes.
Because my
Hallelujah.
Daddy died in 96. And my dad had one on him that was so big you could put your fist through it.
Yes. Glory to God.
And we prayed.
Yes, God.
And we prayed.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
And we prayed.
Thank you, Jesus.
I used to work in the hospital. And I was assigned to different people like this. I was a treatment nurse. And I would take care of all of these people that had these souls and everything. And I would pray with them, and I would do what I had to do, but it was up to God to do the rest.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, our ways are not your way. Your ways. I said, but God, you're keeping me on my face. You keep me on my face, God. And then I have my father. He just got his right leg amputated. Not all the way down, but above the ankle with the diabetes, too. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I said, how much more, God, you going to put on me? And I said, Lord, I got my father, God. I said, I've lost two children and two husbands for death.
Yes.
And I said, I lost the first one and the last. But nevertheless, I'm still encouraged. I'm still encouraged to run and see what the end going to be. He said, the race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endured to the end. Hey, that old bullshit. Thank you, Jesus. He had to carry the cross. I had to carry mine. Oh, glory to God.
You just go ahead and be strong and courageous.
Oh, glory to God. You preach that. Thank you. I receive it. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when God walked you, when he turned the fire up a little hollow like he did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he didn't get out of it, but Jesus joined in with them, like you said, and the fire was even hot, and I came out smelling like no smoke. Even when I'm being disrespected, even when I've been misunderstood and talked about and lied on, I said, I still give God the glory. I'm still going to tell it. Everywhere I go, I have a testimony. And I've been in two head-on collisions, but I'm still here. I'm still here. I've been cut from the head to toe, but I'm still here. I'm still walking, foot broken half, shoulder crushed on one side, but I'm still here, back broken half, cut open, three bones taken out with four screws and two rods. Then I got a plate inside of my head, but I still got my right mind, because he said, if you keep your mind stayed on you, I will keep you in perfect peace. So I thank God for being courageous. I thank God for being strong. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord. And I thank you, woman of God. There is nothing but love in you. And I thank you for the word that you bring every Friday.
Thank you,
glory to God.
And you are my love, too. And you, I thank God for you. I thank God for all of y'all. And I love y'all. We are
thank you,
y'all.
Jesus.
We
Minister
are
Carol, you live, too.
You have Jesus.
Thank the Lord. Good evening, Mother Virginia Valentine. You were talking right to me. Hi. Even though I'm in ministry, I stay really busy, busy, busy. And even with my health the way it is, I get up and go when I know that I'm supposed to rest, but I'm also a recovering addict. So I pressed one when you said what you said, because I had a dream the other night that I was back in the crack house and I was smoking, and I seen the smoke in the air, and it's hard to tell people that, because especially people that know you when you were in your addiction,
yes.
Because the first thing they'll say is, oh, she back on that stuff. But so
yes.
I called my sister. My sister has 22 years clean. And she said, Bubbles, that's going to happen. She said, with 22 years clean, I still have smoke dreams. She said, but that's when you have to pray your way through. And when I had it last week, it frightened me. And
oh, my God.
It scared me, because I had one years. I had them several times. And each time I had them, I had relapsed. But when I done it, I wasn't a minister. I didn't have an organization. I wasn't trying to be a willing vessel for God. I was just trying to be clean and sober. So I've come to find out that I was just a dry drunk, because I wasn't working a program. So when I had it the other night, I panicked. And then for you to say that on the phone, and when I was giving toys away in my neighborhood yesterday, I heard somebody call my name. And when I pull up, they always know when you come through and you're clean that you have a couple of dollars on you. So a girl came up to my car and she said, Bubbles, give me $2. Another said, give me a dollar. So my sister said, there's a two-minute rule. If you stay longer than 2 minutes, the devil know he got you.
She said,
go through the neighborhood, you got to stick and move, because you're not ready yet, little sister. And those were her exact words. You're not ready
God.
Yet. And then another guy walked up on the other side, and I heard the voice. And it was the guy that I used to get drugs from.
Yeah.
And he like, hey, Bubbles, what's going on? Pull on over the other side. Because I was going to let one of the other guys wash my car. And I said, okay, let me park. Just get away from my car and let me park. And he said, okay. And when he stepped back, I like to tow down the gate trying to get away.
Yes,
so I'm saying I need to stop doing what I'm doing, and I know it now, and I need to bury myself into the Word of God. But I would like prayer from you guys tonight, because it's frightening. And for you to say it tonight on the line, it was just confirmation for me from God that I'm watching you and you might be slipping because you done went on shaky grounds. But it's like trying to be proud, like I can handle it. I can admit my faults. And I'm thinking that maybe I'm getting a little cocky with my sobriety, and I'm playing with it.
Yes, sir.
So I need prayer that I know how to stand down, and I know when to move, and I have to remember at all times where I come from, and I'm just a hit away from going back.
Yes, sir, but the devil is a liar. Did you hear me? I say the devil is a liar. You're not going back. You're not going back. I say the devil is a liar and Jesus is the Messiah. You are not going back. You got too many people's care for you. You got too many people's love you on this network. You got too many people praying for you. Don't nobody know it, but I got a tablet in there. And I got your name written down in my prayer list. I got names written down. And Jesus, when I hear you on the line talking, Lord Jesus, I got your name written down. And I say, Lord, I'm going to stand in for her. But you know what? The devil always wants to try to come back and bring that same old up on you. But he would not do it. You're a woman of God. You just need to be strong and courageous. You need to be strong and courageous and be of good courage. God loves you. The devil's aim is to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Yes, ma'am.
His aim is to steal, kill, and to destroy. Melissa Callum, he want to bring you back to where you was before. That's the way he wants. That's the way he wants. He wants you to just give up and lay down and die. But Jesus knows. He got you. Jesus got you in the palm of his hand, and no demon in hell can pluck you out. Do you hear me today?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
God got you in the palm of his hands, Melissa Callum, and no demon in hell can pluck you out. Jesus loves you. You get grounded and rooted in that Bible, fall on that floor on your face, and you cry out to God.
Yes, ma'am.
And say, Lord, I need help.
Yes, ma'am.
Help me from whatever I'm trying to go back into. Help me. Lord, I need your help. I need your strength. I need to say, like Sister Virginia say, be strong and of good courage. Be very courageous. The Lord thy God is with you, my sister. And I pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all trust them to
tell.
Touch your mind. So you say you've given us a sound mind and power.
Yes.
Touch your mind.
Touch right now, Jesus. Touch
it
right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Touch her right now, God. Rebe Shandere Ratata. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you heard this prayer request, God. You heard the word that was spoken over her. Father, she submits herself to you, God. She will resist the devil and flee from. He has to flee from her in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said, knocking the door shall be open. Seeking ye shall find. Satan and all his demons must obey the word of God. They got to go in the name of Jesus. God, we claim the authority and the power that you've given us to cast out that devil. God, we speak peace to her mind, deliverance to her mind, deliverance to her conscious and her subconscious mind, deliverance to her heart, God. In the name of Jesus, God, she's calling on you, Father, right now with a sincere heart, God. Touch that body and that mind and her life, God. You are the author and the finish of our faith. yes, God.
Lord,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
The
Satan,
name
you
of
gotta
Jesus.
Bow down in the name of Jesus. You
that's
addict
right.
spirit, you addiction spirit, you
yes,
stronghold,
Lord.
I call you out
yes.
by
and
name.
Then, oh,
in the
Lord,
name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh
in
God,
the
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus. I
yes,
call
Lord.
It out, God, that lying demon,
yes,
that lying
Lord.
Spirit that keep lying to her. And I bind
yes.
them up in the name of Jesus.
Name
oh God,
Jesus.
We call it out. God, you said,
yes.
call it out in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
God, you've given us the power to do it, God.
Ooh,
and Father, we
Father.
Seal your word because, God, we
yes,
have to
Lord.
Expose the enemy. And
Father,
Satan,
Jesus.
You take your hands off of her.
Yes,
she belongs to God.
Shut
I speak
shut
to your ear, woman of God. I speak to
yes.
your mind and I speak
yes.
to your heart.
Your
I speak to that conscious
Lord.
And your subconscious mind that it's got to line up with the word of God. In the name of
yes.
Jesus, you got to come into obedience with the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're casting down every imagination spirit and try to exalt itself higher than you, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak the word of God. We speak peace and we speak life in the name of Jesus. Father, you deliver her because she's up under the obedience of you, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, you complete her and make her whole. In the name of Jesus, and Satan, you got to flee seven ways. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You are intruder to this woman of God. So you got to bow down. She will not have a broken heart. God, you came to set the captain free in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we speak to that spirit. We call it out by name. And you go back to out of darkness for which you come from in the name of Jesus. And we shut that door and we lock it with the blood of Jesus. We speak joy. We speak peace to our mind. We speak love to our mind. We speak gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and self-control in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for filling her up with the faith of God. God, daughter, you are precious to the Lord in the name of Jesus. He said, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you call on the name of Jesus, you got to know that you delivered. You got to know that you've been set free. You got to know that you've been born again. You started this thing, and Jesus is going to finish this thing. When you were born into the world, you got saved. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody took the time to pray for you. You got the woman of God. You got the pastor. You got the evangelist. All of these people are bonded and loose. And the Bible said that whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And whatever we bind in heaven shall be bind on earth. So we loose the love, the joy, the peace, the happiness, and you being set free. We loose that in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are walking on solid ground. You're walking on that rock. You are, Jesus is that rock, and you are standing on the rock. You will not give up. You will not throw in the towel. Oh, glory, you got to be courageous in Jesus. You walking by faith and not by sight. Jesus is a spirit. God is a spirit. The Holy Ghost is a spirit. And God will pour that spirit down upon you if you want it, if you let it. Oh, and you calling on him, then it's done.
Amen.
It is done because you're walking in repentance and the fear of the Lord. Satan got to get behind you. He got to go. He got to flee. He got to go back to out of darkness, which he came from, in the name of Jesus. God said, I open a door for you to come through. Now shut the back door because you've already repented. Oh, Rabbi Shandidi. He said, I won't remember your sin no more. Do not carry that sin.
Amen.
But confess it, and you forsake it, and you gave it back. You confess your fault one to another. God is
yes.
God is not allowing you to remember that sin no more. You repent of it, then you give it to God, then now you can lift your hand and say, Lord, I thank you for saving me, for protecting me, for keeping me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And it's done. We refuse to
thank
think
you.
Negative. Oh, God, we refuse of that selfish thought. We take every word.
One more time, everybody, say, Lord. So the revelation of this song was this, that not only are you free indeed, because he whom the Son sets free is free in. Come on, church. He whom the Son sets free is free. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, he said that from tonight forward, your behavior, your appetite will be a reflection of your freedom. So you won't just be free indeed, Get your hands up, say, let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. You're still struggling with the same fear. What if I lose it all?
You can still call on Jesus.
No more tears. Now you be free, free. Oh God. Everybody, just say free indeed. Say
are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.